Judy Karstens has been on the Kodiak Island Borough School District's Board of Education for about 6 years. She says she wasn't surprised when the governor vetoed the bill, but had hope until Monday when the override vote failed.
I had a few tears, not just for Kodiak, but for the whole state. And there's so many districts that are suffering much more than we are. And that makes me sad.
Districts around Alaska have had to operate without a significant increase to the base student allocation, or how the state funds districts per student, since before the pandemic. The legislature has approved some one-time funding boosts, but Dunleavy slashed an increase last year in half. The Kodiak Island Borough School District ended up needing to cut about $2 million from its budget over the summer to help pay for the current school year. Since the last increase to the BSA, schools have had to face high inflation with no financial commitment to education from the state. Karsten says the Kodiak Island Borough School District was also hit by a double whammy since the island's population is shrinking. That means less money for the district overall, too.
The population is decreasing, and we know that that's for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. But we still need to provide an education to every student on this island.
Karsten says she's heard some legislators are rushing to write a new education bill to try to get some kind of funding boost to school districts again before the end of the session, but that might not be enough.
We have to look down the road. We can't just look at the 24-25 budget. We're going to face this for 3-4 years ahead unless we get funded very well.
Karsten says despite the recent snafu, she's still hoping for an increase of about $680 this year. The last education bill would have increased the BSA by the same amount. The Alaska legislative session is set to end in May. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.